WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Thursday, March 27th, and you're tuning in to Community Voice. We have Shane Davis, president of West Georgia First Responders, and Trey Jernigan. Okay, good. I was right. Trey Jernigan. I have a
history. It's very phonetic. You just got to
just roll with it. Well, I have a history of horribly mispronouncing names sometimes.
Well, you said the first one right, which is the one people normally get wrong.
They hit you with the trace, like the trace leches.
Yeah. Uno dos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Trey Jernigan, executive VP with Raylan Construction. We've been very excited about this program because we've had it scheduled for some time to discuss this upcoming fourth annual Builders and Barbecue. I mean, it's a cookout for a cause. I love that subtitle there. It's going to be on September 19th at the Dixie Street parking deck. Although I imagine most listeners, given the turnout at the Builders and Barbecue, I mean, it's very much a fundraiser. It's very much a community event. And we'll talk about that more in just a bit. But if you haven't had a chance to attend one of those, they are, they're a knockout great time. Everybody's having a great time. You get plenty of barbecue, plenty of conversation. And at the end of the day, a good cause receives support from the community in Raylan Construction.
Absolutely.
Before we jump too deep into it, why don't we get a little history of each of you and then your respective organizations. Shane, tell us a bit about you, my friend. And tell us about West Georgia First Responders.
Okay. So my name's Shane Davis, president of West Georgia First Responders. I created this a couple of years ago, basically because I just seen a need for the local first responders, something put in specifically for them as a blanket organization for when they fell on hard times, they could be helped financially or really in that respect. And when I got to digging into it, I realized there was really nothing locally that covers them as a blanket organization. There's, the FOPs and stuff like that. They're kind of, laser focused on what they do. But I went ahead and just kind of moved forward with this. And, man, I tell you, it's just been awesome, really, over the last year and a half, really, of actively really doing this. The people that we've been able to help, and really the support that we've gotten from the community, from people and companies like Raylan, to step in and say, hey, we want to give to this cause. But initially when I started this, how I even got going that way is I'm a bail bondsman by trade, I call it. And so I kind of work in and around first responders all day, specifically the police. And really it started during COVID when I seen the disrespect going on during the COVID. And it was just bizarre during that time, anyway. And I was looking to kind of move forward on a nonprofit, what I wanted to do, something to really extend my ministry that I do within my business to try to help people.
Yeah.
And decided to go this route, Said, after seeing all the disrespect, and I said, they don't deserve this because these people run to the fire, so to speak, and while everybody's running away, So sure enough, I did some research, and it wasn't nothing locally. I said, well, that's it. So I think this would be a big deal and a good deal. And I did, and here we are.
And it's a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to serving first responders, which that in and of itself is a bit wider of a description than some organizations. You have national organizations, and they might only kind of limit that to paramedics, firemen, police, and perhaps soldiers.
Yeah, well, we added linemen.
And I think that's truly one of the things that sets the organization apart is incorporating linemen, because you talk about people that are running to the problem, running to the threat. I mean, it takes a lot of bravery to walk up to a down power line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in a prior life, I used to work for Georgia Power back in the day. So I would see it firsthand on storm duties. You know what I mean? Here we are. You got the first responders, the traditional first responders on the outside, waiting for the electric guys to tell them, all right, it's all clear. You can come on in. So if that's not a first responder, I really don't know what is.
Check it out. See, every time I talk to you, Shane, I learned something else new about you. Yeah. Last time I talked to you, it was like, oh, wait, you were in the military.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, I didn't realize that. And then you keep talking, it's like, you worked in fire. Okay, like that's...
Did you win some tough man contests as well?
Well, they were unsanctioned. Oh,
don't try to arm wrestle this man. Don't do it. You'll have a strain. But it means the world to see how much of an impact the nonprofit has had in just this year and a half. I mean, we've been proud to have you on the program pretty much every quarter since you've been...
Right.
Since you founded the organization. And, I mean, truly, I know most nonprofits strive for this, but every cent that comes in... has pretty much gone
out.
To immediately support someone in need or their family, children.
Yep. Yeah, so everybody, you know, we're not paid to be on the board or anything. We do it because we want to help first responders.
And that genuine intention makes the next part of this conversation even more fulfilling.
Yep.
Trey Jernigan, executive of VP with Raylan Construction. If you could tell us a bit about yourself, a bit about Raylan, and let's talk about how you know, the builders and barbecue team lasered in on West Georgia first responders.
Yeah, so my name's Trey Jernigan. I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia.
There we go.
I have been with Ray Lim for the past 8 years. Ray Lim is a local company. They were founded in 1972. It's a second generation company here in Carrollton. And we have been a huge partner to a lot of the growth that's happened around Carrollton. And just in the past 8 years, it's been pretty exciting to see things happening at Southwire, Tanner, City of Carrollton, schools.
See those Raylan fences.
Yeah.
See them around. I mean, you both literally and figuratively build up the community.
Yeah.
And so it's been really exciting to be a part of. It's a great family-owned company. The Garretts are running the company now. I'm sure y'all are familiar with the Garrett family. And
shout out to Ben and his wife.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just a great company. They, so, you know, year one when we did, it was also a new branding year, opening our new office in Carrollton. And so we've rolled into – so last year when we did the event, our biggest donation yet. And so we have slowly started to gain momentum in the community, and we're planning this year to be even bigger than last year.
You know, and what inspired what was the catalyst for this event? I mean, you know, you guys are rocking and rolling. You are as busy as you could possibly be.
So let's add something.
Let's add something else to it. How did this happen?
I get it. So I came over from Birmingham, and the company I used to work for, they did something similar to this. And it got so big, they had to take it from the parking deck, and they had to get with the city of Birmingham and take over two city blocks.
Whoa.
In order to allow everybody to come in. And they did the same kind of thing. They would bring in someone or a group of companies that they wanted to sponsor every year. And it just became this huge, super important thing to the community. And I thought, you know, I love being in Carrollton. My family loves being in Carrollton. Why can't we bring something like this to the city of Carrollton and the surrounding communities and decide who we want to benefit in the West Georgia area predominantly? So that's what we've done. It's been pretty cool to watch it evolve over time, get more interest. I think you guys are going to participate this year in judging.
Oh yeah,
judging.
Yeah,
and on site too.
We're hoping to be on site for this one and beat the drum because this is a partnership made in heaven. We have a very, very special place in our heart for West Georgia first responders and what Shane has managed to accomplish, he and his board, in the last year and a half, which kind of leads me to the next.
I was going to say, so yeah, there you go. Lead right into it. Good segue. ironically, I had heard a lot about Shane and West Georgia first responders because I listened to this radio station every morning, getting coffee, heading to work. I love to listen to everything great music as well. Hey. So I hear the ads all the time about West Georgia First Responders. And, you know, that's near and dear to my heart just because I know those people are all on the front line, and I'm a big front line supporter. I love those people that are willing to put their life on the line for others. And I think it's super important for us to come up with ways to then bring that support back to them. So so each year we put together a committee of, I don't know, eight or so, and everybody throws out some folks that we feel like would fit the bill. And it didn't take long, maybe a couple of weeks, and the shoe-in was there. So, and we are so glad to have you guys. I think the momentum y'all are going to bring into this event is going to be fantastic. We're going to have the fire trucks up in the air, and the kids, it's just going to be something else. Then we also moved it down a little bit. We felt like the time in May that we were having, and maybe we were competing a little too much. So
sure.
We'll talk about the new date that we moved it
to. And at first I thought almost that you meant that you were going to be moving it down a little bit geographically. Cause I
oh,
was
no.
Like, we're getting towards that two city blocks.
Well, maybe we'll get there, but to date, we haven't gotten quite there yet. Let's fill up the parking deck this year. Then we can contemplate next year.
Well, last year it was very inspiring to see the turnout, not only at the, to come out and get to and have a great time with all the different barbecue chefs and folks cooking up meat, ribs, brisket, but to also see the representatives from Kids Peace, the residential treatment facility mm-hmm. for children who have been through more than probably all of us combined, honestly, to see those funds go towards helping those children.
Yep.
Was super inspiring.
Absolutely.
And I mean, just to see the tears in their eyes, to be on the mm-hmm. receiving end of such a loving and kind gesture.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe you were about to say something, Shane.
Well, I was going to say, being a nonprofit, coming into the nonprofit world and running an organization like this, you look when you first start, and I was telling him a little bit about the story of, you know, I really wanted to partner with Ray Lynn from the beginning, too. Like, they were actually the first company that I tried to cold call. I remember. And I didn't get past a gatekeeper, but that was like the first one. I was like, well, hopefully one day we can get together.
I'm still earning my stripes.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I didn't do anything yet anyway, so it was going to be more of just a, you know, help me please kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then I used to talk to Josh all the time. I was like, man, I really like to meet those guys from Ray Lynn, you know? And he was actually the one who took me to the barbecue last year.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's where I first met y'all.
And I was like, if Shane can get in front of these folks right here, they're going to see what I see, and they're going to love what he's doing.
Yeah, and we spoke with Cliff for a long time.
We had a dunk tank last year, too. So yeah. I don't know if we're going to have that this year. We're working on it, but that was pretty fun, putting some specific people in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody you got problems with at work?
Exactly. There you go.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was such a joy, I mean, to get to see you guys connect.
Yeah.
And then look at this relationship now. It's a start of an incredible friendship.
Absolutely.
This is like, you know, this is what you want to do because you build these relationships. When you get companies like Ray Lynn that have the reputation that y'all have and you bring a nonprofit on, it gives us credibility too.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully we can build on that. You know, we say we build on this as a fundraiser. Hopefully we can take this and build on that through the years, too.
Because the end result is more and more first responders getting assistance, whether they're fighting cancer, whether their children are struggling, whether their kids just need some extra funds to get some new shoes for school.
That's it.
I mean, these folks sacrifice everything for very, very little in terms of compensation.
Right.
So,
and just to get to see people go through and get through, I should say, their struggles. Like, I got a call 2 days ago about a guy that we're helping who was going through cancer treatment, and he called me and said he's clear.
Wow,
and that's awesome.
And we had committed to help him out through June. He said, nope, I'm done. I appreciate everything you've done. He said, I'm going to have my payroll people at my company call you, and I'm going to set up, and I'm going to give you every pay period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because look what the gesture you showed him and his family, and now he's turning around supporting
those
others.
He's paying and he's giving it back. So I was like, well, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that's what it's about.
These are the kind of community voice episodes we want to have. Time is 8:44. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Shane Davis with the West Georgia First Responders and Trey Jernigan, Executive VP of Ray Lynn Construction, as we chat more about this year's fourth annual Builders and Barbecue Cookout for a Cause coming up September 19th at the Dixie Street parking deck. Proceeds to benefit West Georgia first responders. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
Back to Community Voice. Time is 8:45. I'm your host, Josh Engel, chatting with Shane Davis with West Georgia First Responders and Trey Jernigan, Executive VP of Railing Construction, as we chat about a match made in heaven, the ultimate partnership for one of the truly one of the most impactful nonprofits I've seen in this area for quite some time, West Georgia First Responders. And Ray Lynn has selected them as the nonprofit partner for this year's Builders and Barbecue. It'll be the fourth annual. Last year's a nonprofit partner was Kids Peace, the residential treatment facility in Bowdoin, helping kids who have come from, you know, all walks of life and are struggling daily.
Yeah.
So, you know, and each year Ray Lynn has you know, put their arm around one of these nonprofit partners, got the community engaged, and raised an incredible amount of funds to help support these nonprofits' day-to-day efforts. So it brings a tear to my eye to know that West Georgia First Responders is this year's nonprofit partner. So, I mean, incredible work. If you're just tuning in, go back and check out the full podcast of this episode or the live stream, which is currently going down on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. We already have our first comment. Jessica Kay, morning show host on KISS 102.7, says, "Hey, buddy, keep up the great work."
Thank you. I appreciate
Shane.
It. It's good to hear from you.
When I say everybody in this company loves Shane, I mean it. I really mean it. So, all right. Well, let's talk about this year. So,
okay.
Trey, each year it's gotten bigger and better. More and more competitors, more and more attendees coming to buy their ticket and sample the barbecue. Tell folks a bit about what they can expect this year.
Well, it'll be a little bit of the same this year. As in past years, as far as the timing on when the actual cooking starts, and then when the public comes in, the big difference is when we're going to have it. We're going to have it in the fall this year. There was some strategy to moving it from the time we were having it in the early spring. There were some conflicts there, so we came up with a good date. We felt like it was a good football weekend date. Hopefully it works out well.
Which it is, because Alabama and Georgia are off that weekend.
Hey.
Yeah, so, it's an idle weekend.
Yeah. So, excellent.
Yeah.
Nobody's got anything to do.
Everybody's going
to
hang out.
Yeah. Unless you're an Auburn fan, like the owners of Ray Lynn. Sorry, Ben.
Shout out to Ben Garrett.
Yeah. So it'll be September 18th and 19th. And the teams themselves will show up on the 18th sometime around the 1 o'clock mark. Begin getting set up in their location, prepping their meat. There'll be a pre-meat inspection, and the purpose of that is to make sure that somebody doesn't go, you know, put their meat and get it all together and bring it completely. You're supposed to prep and do everything during the event.
Keep it fair.
That's right. So, yeah. And then the prepping, the smoking, and the smells begin.
Yeah.
And those smells will go likely all night long. Some of these briskets, and depending on how many butts you cook, they take quite some time to get ready, sometimes between 8 and 12 hours. And then on the day of the event, the first turn-ins will start at 1 o'clock, and it's typically your chicken, your ribs, the butt, and then the brisket.
Mm.
And then the brisket will turn in at 4, and then judging happens at 5. And I believe we are open to the public. Do you recall that time, Shane? I think it's at 2 o'clock. Is it earlier than
that? It's earlier than that, if I remember right. It's like, because they can come and eat lunch, basically, there, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we show up, and it's basically around 11, I think.
Sure.
But
we have some time, so that may fluctuate.
Yeah, and then that way people can kind of ease around and get their
plates. It'll be sometime around the lunchtime. Yeah. I think it's been typically around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
then folks are just sort of showing up anyway.
You
like
get a ticket.
Around.
There'll be several events. We'll have some of the first responders equipment that kids can see. We'll have, a kids activity location. And then, you know, along with the free smells come the free tastes. So you get to walk around the barbecue event, taste people's barbecue. We also have a people's choice. Hmm. So you get some tickets, you drop them in the buckets and I think last year we also allowed money to get dropped into the bucket if you wanted to drop something other than a ticket, and all that got donated as well. So.
Aren't they going to have a brewery there on site too? Or something?
We're working through that.
Nice.
We're trying to make that happen. Yep, that could be a strong possibility. I think we will probably have an ice cream truck. There's several things still in the works.
The world's your oyster. I mean, this is the beautiful thing about having this conversation, you know, earlier in the year, is that one, it goes ahead and plants the seeds in our listeners' mind and say, hey, look, you've come to this every year. You don't want to miss this year. But this just gives us more opportunity to make it bigger and better. I mean, just having a fire apparatus on site that kids can see, that's like seeing a UFO for a child.
Look, I'm
that's
excited about it.
It's like, whoa.
I was asking, can I get in the bucket? Will they take me up in the bucket?
Yeah,
so
sure.
I'm hoping I can.
Luckily, Dave Wade, you know, he's deputy fire chief. He's gonna, you know, it's good to have him on the board. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I called him, so he'll.
That's fantastic.
Making sure he'll have that done.
Well, maybe he'd be willing to get in the dump tank. You know, that dunk tank. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Maybe we can make that one happen.
So for folks that show up, you know, let's say, you know, John Q. Public, he wants to come support Builders and Barbecue. He loves well-prepared meats, and he wants to support West Georgia first responders, and they show up. About how much is a ticket for entrance if someone wanted to come?
It is $10 per person. $20 per family.
Wow.
And kids under 12 get in free.
This is fantastic. And you can walk. I mean, for those who may not have been there, when you show up, I mean, it's like being in another city almost. Like you show up and there's so much going on. Oh, perfect. Oh, we got
1 p.m.
We found it.
1 p.m.
I'm looking everywhere. And it's right there.
We knew it was around lunchtime, 11 to 1. It's 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Shout out to the folks who made these flyers. That was very helpful.
Monica Harmon, shout
That's
out.
That's right.
Shout out, Monica. So, you know, you show up. It's so cool. $15. It was $10 per person. If you and a family show up, $20. That's such a value, especially considering that once you're there, everyone that you like to talk to in the community, they're going to be there. So you can hang out with them for a bit.
Yeah.
You can
it's
walk
a perfect place.
All the way up through the parking deck, socializing with the cooks, meeting the first responders, many of whom I imagine have already been served by West Georgia first responders.
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, go home. And know that you've had a great time with a belly full of meat, and know that West Georgia First Responders is going to get that additional support. Now, I did have a question. So, you know, sometimes things like this, it's like a momentum. You know, those momentums start picking up. Other organizations throughout the community, businesses, nonprofits, any other organization that might want to work on this with you guys, people have opportunity to not only submit a barbecue team.
Yeah.
So, you know, if a so-and-so business up the street wanted to enter their team, they know they got the best smoker. They can make some ribs, brisket, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, could folks sponsor the event?
Absolutely.
Okay,
so we've
great.
Got 4 different sponsorship levels. The steel level, $10,000 sponsorship.
And we'll just leave it at that one, $10,000. There
we go. Yeah, exactly. Blueprint level at $5,000. Hard hat level at $3,000 and the concrete level at $1,000.
Excellent.
And we will we'll have a banner. We'll have T-shirts made. There'll be a certain point that we have to get those made that will cut off. If you want to be on the banner and the shirts that we'll create for the event,
don't dally.
You need to get in a little early to make sure that we get you on there. I can't remember. I think we had upwards of 20 plus.
Excellent.
It was a crowded shirt last year, which is great.
That's what you want. And the more sponsors on board, the more financial support the community and Ray Lynn and the entire initiative can present to. In the end, it's going to the first responders.
This was the biggest impact we had last year. Last year was the first year we did this sponsorship level and came up with, you know, four different levels. And it made the biggest impact for the whole event.
What I've noticed on here, too, this year we're kind of going to run everything as far as donations through West Georgia First Responders.
Excellent.
Through the webpage. So if you go to westgafirst.org, there's a campaign you can click on, and it has all this. You can donate directly to this. These flyers are posted on there, so you can click on actually if you want to sponsor, you know, you put a team in, or if you want to be a sponsor, there's a form you can fill out. It emails Monica. So they're kind of running it all through there because it's a 501c3.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So everybody can give to West Georgia First Responders, sign up through there, and then at the end, because there's two other recipients that are going to get money out of this too, it's going to be CASA and the Ray Lynn Scholarship Fund.
Wonderful.
So as the total that comes in, then we'll take ours will already be there, but we'll have a total and I'll just write 5% back to CASA and 5% back to Ray Lynn Construction from West Georgia First Responders. So therefore everything's pooled.
Perfect.
And everybody's can write it off, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the benefits of doing a good deed and supporting a nonprofit is that is a tax deductible gift.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we take our last commercial break, I did want to quickly catch up on some. Oh, well, actually, we're just going to save that last break for the end of the show. We have two new comments that came in. Cindy Redding says, sounds awesome. And Andy Leslie, we love Andy. Incredibly grateful for the work Shane does with West Georgia First Responders. I know firsthand what a difference they make. Thank you so much for that comment, Andy.
Wow.
It is incredible. I can't bring up this organization without bumping into somebody who said, let me tell you something. My son got the help he needed because of Shane Davis and West Georgia First Responders. This is truly a match made in heaven. We have about 2 minutes left in the program.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and leave folks with where they can learn more, websites, you know, social media. Where can they learn more and go ahead and save an event so they can attend?
Shane, you want to give them your website first?
Yes. Okay, so it's westgafirst.org. And like I said, when you go on there, there's a campaign button in the top left, and you can hit that, and it goes directly to everything you need. And all these flyers will be on there if you want to put a team in, you want to be a sponsor. And you don't have to necessarily be, you know, you're not stuck to these amounts. Any donation is accepted and appreciated. So if you don't want to be a sponsor, you just want to, you know, give some money, that's great too, because it all goes into the same pool.
And along those same lines, the team entry is $350 this year. So we actually moved that down just slightly to encourage more barbecue teams to come in and participate.
Excellent.
Because that's what makes all the great smells.
Yeah.
So,
it sure does. Come on in. The smells are free. Do not miss this opportunity. September 19th, 4th Annual Builders and Barbecue Cookout for a Cause at the Dixie Street Parking Deck. And all proceeds are going to benefit West Georgia First Responders. Trey, thank you again for this initiative and for selecting West Georgia First Responders. Shane, I love you, buddy. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you for everything you do for
us. And to everyone who tuned in, we'll see you next time.